Yes, and either favorite to be in your midst one more time. Y'all for being
Amen.
flowing and overflow.
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah.
And they got our friend benefits. We're still moving and
Thank you, Lord. My God, my God.
all those are friends benefits because there are people that can't do it, those things I just named out.
Amen.
But we take them for granted because we already had it.
That's right.
Flowing and overflow. And we thank God for his friends benefits and the overflow.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, the overflow also.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen. Yes,
it's the 24th day of the year.
Yes.
2021. Hallelujah. Tell the other people that's watching, we're still here.
We're still here. Praise the Lord for them.
In the number that was called.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God that we are here able to view one another, hear
Amen.
One another,
yes.
talk
Amen.
To one another.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God that we are still alive.
Amen.
Thank God.
That we deserve it, but that's because of his grace and his mercy.
And his mercy. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord for that.
Let's give God some praise yes, for this day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 We praise you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Is good.
Yes, Lord.
All yeah. merciful.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
To all of us.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah.
He dealt with us according to our deeds. We've been long gone from the face of the earth.
Amen.
Yes. Lord.
Thank
yes.
God
That's
for
right.
grace. And we thank him for mercy.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Lord,
thank you, God.
And I'm going to ask Dr. Lewis if he would give us a word of prayer.
Lord, we thank you, God, for this wonderful day that you have made, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the day that you have made, God, and we thank you, God. As you allow us to come together and worship God in your service, we ask you, God, to speak through the pastor, God, that we may be able to receive that you have for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And against you, have thine way, God. That your word speak to us and change us, God. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit have his way in this, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we bind any hindering spirits to try to come up to bind what's going on this morning, God. And we adore you and we thank you for your word. And we're expecting great things from you, God. In the name
thank
of
you, God.
Jesus, we pray, Lord. We pray, God, the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, for you are Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Again, we can't thank him enough for his wonderful grace and his mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Me again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Amen. Calling you.
Yes,
you.
Lord.
Praise God, each and every day. In you and our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Love the Lord. We bless him and we are grateful for his mercy and his grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to go back to Philippians 3.
Amen.
And we're going to read verses 13 and 14. Everybody looking good out there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Are we there?
Amen.
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 Okay. Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind,
mm-hmm.
and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of my calling in God, of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. God. Last week we spoke to you on the topic. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
I'm praying off on the word and God. And so near the end of the week, he let me know that I need to repeat.
Keep pushing.
Part two. And though some people heard with the ears, it did not yet reach the heart.
Amen.
My Lord.
And David said, I hid your word, that word yes, in yes. my heart. Mm-hmm. So I said, not yet be. So we got it in our mind, but not in our heart.
Yes,
yes. That's right.
Some of us are still hesitating to move on. But it said, we're pressing our way. So we got to talk on you this topic again this week. Keep pushing, part two. Keep pushing, part two. Life is filled with obstacles and opposition. Things that we got to struggle to get through. And we got to know how to push our way out of certain situations. Sometimes we are caught up.
Amen.
In a situation and don't know how to get out of it.
Amen.
We're caught up in it and it seems to consume our day.
My Lord.
Consume our time. And we spend the whole day in misery. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to learn how to push your way past these things so that you can have a blessed day.
Yes, yes.
The day was blessed anyway. You just got to come to the realization that it's blessed.
Amen.
Okay. God has already done it for you.
Yes, yes, he has.
And he's already made the way for you. He's already provided everything that you need.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
To have a blessed day, to have a joyful day, to have a peaceful day, have a loving, kind, compassionate day, a day to look forward.
Yes, God.
Okay. Because obstacles gonna come your way.
Yes, they are.
All right. You're gonna have to just learn how to get over them. Hurdles that's on the track field.
Amen. Okay.
They're put there to block people. So you got to do less like the person that's running the track field.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you got to learn how to push your way.
Yes, glory be God.
Jumping over the hurdle. You can't just keep on running the way you were running.
That's right.
When you get to the hurdle, you're going to have to lift them legs up higher.
Yeah.
Stay on
Yes, yes.
It takes a extra effort
to
get over the hurdle.
Man,
you already got a pushing all the way and by being in the race. Okay, you're running, trying to run
and win the race.
Yes.
All right. But then the hurdle comes there. That tends to slow you down a bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're going to have to put forth a little more effort.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think that I'm doing the best I can. Mm-hmm. No, you're not doing the best you can.
Amen.
You're doing the best you think you can.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm.
But the best you can is what the Lord has given you. Mm-hmm. I can do all things.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So we not only say we're doing the best we can, we just say, but I can't do no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, you can't do no more. You and the Lord can.
Yes, yes, that's right.
So now, say right. By yourself, it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. You say you and the Lord, now you got two.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But there's a one trying to get over the hurdle.
Amen. You got
two that's working as one.
Amen.
And the strength of the Lord is what you need to get over the hurdle.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Before you were in your own strength.
Yes, sir.
Before you were just going on your own.
Uh-huh.
But now you've got the Lord added into the situation.
That's right.
You got the Lord there to guide you. He's a part of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you're going to rely on his strength.
Yes,
yeah. Paul tells us to be strong in the Lord
In the
power of his might.
Amen.
Not our might.
Amen.
And that's our problem. We always try to do things in our might. We leave the Lord out. Right.
My Lord.
Amen.
We leave the Lord out and we need to know that he is there
all the time
for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to keep us from falling.
Amen.
Yes, in other words, he's keeping us from failing.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say, unto him is able to keep us from falling. That means he's keeping us from failing.
Uh huh.
Yes.
So you go ahead and push, you're going to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
If you push your way through these situations.
Uh-huh.
So you got to keep on pushing.
Yes, right.
Say it, uh-huh. In the book of Hebrews, the author says there, in the 12th chapter, okay, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present these bodies. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
So you got to give yourself the body to the Lord. That's Romans 12:1.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we got to know that.
Amen.
And Hebrews, he tell us to lay aside every weight.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the sin that do beset us and let us run this race.
Yes, good.
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody got any patience out there?
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Yes.
You denied that we had that.
Yes, glory.
You had it, you just didn't want to use it.
That's right.
Well, <it's> so.
Okay. Sometimes you got some things in your home you just don't want to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay? So you deny that you got it in your mind.
Uh-huh.
You put it out of sight.
Uh-huh.
And forget that you even have it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you see somebody else with something like it, and then you have to go dig it up.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's so.
Okay?
Amen.
That's just an envy spirit we have and don't realize we got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we got to keep on working at every day.
Every day. Not
fall in that spirit of envy.
Uh-huh.
And we bought some things in our lives that we got it just because we saw somebody else had it.
Mm-hmm.
And thought that it looked good with them, but what good with one person is not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay, we're not all the same person.
No, we're not.
And what good look good in their home may not look good in your home.
Amen.
Okay. So we just got to learn to be ourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Always pass that envy spirit and just be yourself.
Amen.
Be happy in yourself.
Amen.
Okay, be joyful in yourself.
Glory be to God.
About yourself. Know what you're capable of doing in the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Okay, and stop trying to be somebody else. You can't be what they are.
No way.
Okay. You who you are, and that's the way it's going to have to be.
Amen.
Yes.
No matter how hard you try to be, you're just not that person.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Okay. So you
that's right. My Lord.
Push for a stage situation.
Okay.
And the book of Numbers. We see in the 13th chapter. Moses at that 17th verse carrying out a message that the Lord had given him to pick out him a leader from each of the 12 tribes to go and search out the land that he had promised to give him.
Yes, sir.
Now keep in mind, God had brought them from Egypt to outside of the promised land. They had done that in 11 days. Okay. They're right at the entrance, because now God tells them, before you go, to satisfy your doubt. Because see, God tells us things in the Bible, and we we accept them, but we doubt it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and there comes a time when it has to be proven. So he sets them up to let them go check it out. Okay. 12 of them went to the land of Canaan. All right. Moses told him to get you up this way and go southward into the up and go up into the mountain. Okay. He was putting them up high so they can look down low.
Yes.
And look the land over. Because they were on a higher elevation, they could look over and see.
Yes, God.
They wouldn't have to go very far to tell what the land was, because they could just see it. The lush greenery from the food, that the trees and the fruits and the plants that they had growing there to eat them.
My Lord.
They could see the inhabitants because they were up on like the mountain.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes God allows us to see something.
Yes.
Yes.
But between us and the thing that we see is a gulf or a mountain or a hill or something that is in between us. And we're going to have to, in order to get to it, we're going to have to push our way.
Yes,
man. Pass something. All right. So Moses, God told him to set the land out. Moses told him to set the land out and the people. Okay. So that adds another obstacle there.
My Lord.
He said, see the land.
See
what the land is like. And the people that dwell there.
Yes, right, my Lord.
Okay, check them out as well.
And
then I want you to be strong, to see how they are, whether they are strong. or whether they are weak.
Hmm.
Whether they are a lot of them or a small handful. Okay. God wants, well, not God, but Moses wanted to check all that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not on the land, but check out other things that are there.
Mm-hmm.
We stop looking at all the what ifs.
Yes.
When we start looking at that situation, what if I do this and that don't work? What if I don't do that? That we go into all them what ifs and we get all messed up and tangled up.
That's right. Amen. My Lord.
Yep.
Confused.
Yep. Uh huh.
And then we go asking other people for their opinion.
Yep. Absolutely.
After God has already told you what he wants you to do.
That's true.
He already told you how he wants you to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he told you when to do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like he said, your problem, cast them all to him.
Amen.
But we go consult somebody that wants to see that. Give this to the Lord or try to work this out on my own.
Glory.
Okay. So that's what we do. We do these things and we cast don't cast our cares.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
So they said check them out.
Mm-hmm.
See if they are big or small.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's a few people there or a whole lot of people there.
Yes.
Okay. We keep adding things in.
Mm-hmm.
But we forgot who told us to go.
That's right.
Keep in mind, if God tell you to do something, he's already made a way for you to do it.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
And he's capable of taking you through it.
Yes, he is. My Lord.
Capable of doing what is good and right for you.
Thank you, God. Right.
And for his kingdom.
Thank you, God. Yeah.
God is not going to send you on a mission that he hadn't prepared you for.
No.
That's right. Amen.
God is not going to give you a job that you're not capable of doing.
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. God's going to give you something that you're able to do.
That's
so
right.
Don't doubt God.
Mm-hmm.
He will not bring situations into your life,
my Lord,
that you're not prepared to handle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Although you think I can't take this no more.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle it no more.
Mm-hmm.
God will bring you out all right.
Amen. Yes, he will.
You got
to trust him. Uh-huh.
You got to push past your doubt.
That's true.
Push past your inconsistency.
Hallelujah.
You got to push past those things that hold you from moving in the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Mm. All right. God said, I will be your protector.
Yes, he did. Glory.
Okay. Mm. God did say that I will never leave you.
That's right.
I'm always there with you. Okay. So you got to push past those doubts.
That's true. Mm.
Okay. So here, Moses giving them the instruction to go out and check the land out and check the people out. And to find out whether they the land that they're dwelling in, whether it's good or bad.
My Lord.
God told them, I'm bringing you to a land
flowing
that was filled
with milk and honey.
Flowing with milk and honey.
Thank you, Lord.
He already told them that the land was good.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay, now Moses wants to know, is it good or bad? Okay.
Well, Lord Jesus.
Right. We add things on because we are afraid of what we may find.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, we make things worse than what they are.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Okay. But you got to be like Cassius Clay was. Say what you can do. Then follow through.
Amen.
He never say he couldn't be, win a battle.
Amen.
He always say he could.
Amen.
And then he followed through.
Okay.
And that's what we got to do.
Well, so
he said, I can.
That's right.
Amen.
Not I can't.
That's right.
Push past that can't.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Push past it so bad that you push the possible T off.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it as can.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
Don't add that possibility on it. Change can to can't.
Sure can.
I didn't say you can't. He said you can.
That's right.
And you start adding to his word.
My Lord, that's so
he
true.
He said you can't, C-A-N. He said you can, C-A-N. You say I can't, C-A-N, possibility.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Adding to his word.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
We can take it with God. We can make it with God. We can do all things.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory be to God. God. Thank you, Lord.
And they had God with them because God had already brought them from Egypt to the
promise. Yes, he had.
Amen.
God had already called Pharaoh's army. Be grounded in the Red Sea.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Okay. So if God done all that for them, why don't worry about how the inhabitants look like?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't worry about whether they're big or strong. Strong and minded, tall and or skinny. Big and robust or any other things that make them look like they outnumber the giants in there, whatever.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
So he went
to
get the land out. And so the land there was good land. Just like the Lord said so.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay. Sometimes we're surprised about things. Okay. But it's no more than what the Lord said.
That's true. Amen.
God said it.
I believe it.
Believe it. And then leave it alone.
That's right. That's right. Glory be to God.
Don't add.
Don't take
away.
Yes. That's true.
That's right.
Just take it as it is written.
Yes, sir. Amen. My Lord.
Amen.
God always says what he means.
Amen.
And means what it says.
Yeah.
Amen.
For he knows what's ahead.
Yes, he does.
And he knows how to handle what's ahead of you.
Yes, he does, my Lord.
He knows how to get you through there. Moses always wanted to know what kind of houses they live in. They live in a well-fortified house or they were in a tent. Okay. But the place is good or bad, the city, everything else is going on in there. God sending you to the land that you're supposed to have.
My Lord.
He's given to you. You worry about other people's tent land. Other people's tents in the house.
Amen.
Okay. God is giving you a house and you worry about somebody else's house.
Ain't that true?
Okay. You want a house like theirs now. You ain't satisfied with the house God gave you.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm talking about the earthly house. All right, not your building that man made.
My Lord.
There's a house that God gave you.
Okay.
You, we always trying to look like somebody else. Be like somebody else. Aren't you satisfied with yourself?
Amen. That's so
now
true.
God made you the way he wants you to be. And now you saying, God, this ain't how I want to be. I want to be somebody else. So you start doing this and doing that and do the other thing.
Yeah.
And get all upset if it don't turn out right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
true.
If you upset because it turned out right because you're not who you want supposed to be.
That's right.
You got to learn how to push past these things.
That's right.
And be satisfied with who we are.
Amen.
Right.
Satisfied with what we are.
Amen.
And satisfied with how I am.
That's right.
We worry more about pleasing somebody else than we do about pleasing God.
Amen. Well, that's true. That's so true.
So we got to learn how to push past these things.
That's right.
And find, as James said, joy in everything. That is bad. Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
If it's bad, it's going to be for joy. God's going to turn it to your joy. You're going to make it for your good.
Hallelujah.
So they went, as Moses said, and they saw the land and saw that it was good.
It was the first great time.
So they cut down from that thing a branch. Okay. Carrying one cluster of grapes. Okay. And they carry on the staff between two men. Okay. And I know it was men because God didn't say but men there. Twelve tribes. Were just men on that journey. So they took two men.
Two men.
To carry one cluster of grapes.
My Lord.
Okay. They brought pomegranates and figs back as well. Okay. To show that the land is where all God said it was.
Yes, sir.
Land is always what God said it was. You are always who God said you are. It's not who somebody else claimed you to be.
That's right.
You're not what somebody else called you to be.
That's right.
You are who God said you are.
God said you are. Amen.
You are His people.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
You are a royal priesthood.
Hallelujah.
You are wonderful and fearfully made.
Glory be to God.
You look good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God said you look good.
Hallelujah.
Don't get upset because somebody called you ugly.
Amen.
Right. You're not who they said they are.
That's right.
Push past that you who God said you are.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
And if God doesn't say it, then it's not so.
Amen.
Right.
God said you are, and you are, you are.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, I am that I am.
That's
Hallelujah.
True.
Okay.
So God said it. That settles it.
That settles it.
Whether you believe it or not.
Right.
God said it. It settles.
That's right.
Amen.
You believe it? Like Trump. He wouldn't believe the election was over.
Glory be to God.
But the election was over and it was over.
Amen.
Whether he believe it or not. We got a new president.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's not who you said it is, it's who God said it is.
Amen.
Right.
It is. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, they checked all this out and they saw that the land was what God said it was. And it went on back after 40 days. Took them longer to check the land out than it did for them to get from Egypt to the land.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
It takes us longer. To do what God told us to do.
Amen.
That's true. That's so true.
And it took the both of you to get to the time that God told you to do it.
Amen. Yeah.
Because we hesitate.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's true.
I wonder if God means for me to go today.
Mm. Yeah,
I can put glory. It on this week.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
I wonder if God wanted me to say this and say that.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Well, that's so. Mm-mm-mm.
All right. So they came back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And bought the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And what got called the cluster of grapes that was carried by the children of Israel.
They yes, cut down from the grapes. Mm-hmm.
Fine. And after 40 days, they returned. And they went and came to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And told unto Aaron and to all the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
For the children of Israel and to the wilderness of the Paran and Kadesh and brought back word unto them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tell how what they found there.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, all these things that they saw there, other than Amen. The fruit,
glory be to God,
became an obstacle.
Uh-huh.
And had to push the way through.
And these grapes, my Lord. Mm.
Okay. Every one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
The land was all God said it was.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So really? That wasn't an obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God told them to go check out.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been all right.
Yes, Amen. They would.
And the thing that Moses added in there,
uh-huh.
Checking the people out, checking the cities out, checking this out, and checking that out.
Uh-huh.
We got to check out everything about somebody's life.
Well, thank
and
you.
And then we'll say, I learned to love them.
Yeah.
That's all of that.
That's true.
But you belied all otherwise.
Amen.
Because you've been saying I love everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. There's somebody new coming that you hadn't seen before.
Uh-huh.
They part of the everybody. Everybody is everybody. Tell somebody everybody's everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody.
Everybody. Nobody left.
Amen.
That's right.
You have to learn to love them.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? After I learned their ways,
uh-huh.
And their ways seem to be compatible with my ways.
Amen. Uh-huh. Yeah, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can love it.
All right. We became best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then that best friend messed up one day.
Yeah, glory be to God, my Lord. Mm.
And we now ain't no best friend no longer. We don't even speak to one another. But I love him anyhow. The world even love him, they don't speak to
him. Well, glory be to God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Your love got to be like the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. Push past your love,
uh-huh.
And get into the love of God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Glory be to God.
God, with God's love, you don't have to do anything to get it.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Sure you don't
have to say anything to get it. You don't have to be good.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
You can be just the baddest and badder than who Trump was. And God still love him. God love him too.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Glory
be
to God.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
All right.
The kind of God we have.
So, the thing I saw, Anakites there.
Uh-huh.
And the Amalekites. Hittites.
Mm-hmm.
Jebusites.
Mm-hmm.
Amorites.
All of them right. The mountains.
And the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
We saw all these knights and kites.
Uh-huh.
We saw all this stuff in my way.
Yes, yes.
started all these things keeping me from witnessing as God told me to witness.
Amen. Yep.
Okay. I saw something that somebody done instead of me witnessing about Christ, I witnessed about them. I'm talking about somebody running them down and call myself helping them. Okay. All right. Push past it. Push past the gossip.
Yes, yes.
And spread the gospel.
Amen.
Okay. Stop doing what God told you not to do.
Well, it's so.
And do what God told you to do.
Okay.
It said they saw all this. And Caleb said to them, be quiet. Because the people were getting in an uproar because listen to what they other 11 said.
Yes, they were.
Other 10 said.
Caleb
and Joshua brought back a good report. Caleb told them, be quiet. And hear what I got to say.
My Lord.
Let us go up at once.
And
possess it. What God says, get in the word right now. And make it a part of you.
Yes.
Your
yes.
deliverance is in the word.
Your
joy is in the word. Your peace is in your word. Your heart is in your word.
Yes.
God
yes.
said, get out of your mess right now and get into the word now.
Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, God.
Now is that acceptable time. Now is your victory.
Yes, yes.
You may be in a battle, but you've got the victory already.
Amen. So
push your way like you got the victory.
Push
your way through all these obstacles.
My
push
Lord.
Your way past these hurdles. Push your way past being lied on. Push your way past being criticized and ostracized.
My Lord,
not the side.
Yes,
push
yes,
your way through all of that. Jesus
Amen.
Did. They physically beat him. But he stayed right there.
Yes, he did.
Didn't say nothing against him, but prayed for them. And not only was he praying for them, he was praying for us.
Amen. Praise God.
Right then and there.
Yes, yes.
Okay, to say we can go now and possess the land right now. At once. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait and pray about it. We don't have to wait and think about it.
You know, no.
I got to pray about it.
Amen. Amen.
God already told you to do something. You can tell me I got to pray about it.
My Lord.
God gave you a job. You telling you got to pray. Telling God you got to pray about it.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Hey, my God. My. Yes, sir.
Must not be God. Did God tell you to do something? You say you got to pray about it. You must not be praying to God because God is the one that told you.
That's right.
Amen. Push past that.
Yes, yes, God.
And know when God is speaking to you.
Yes, sir.
So he said, my children, my children, I know my voice. And they hear me.
Yes.
And a stranger, they won't follow.
It won't follow.
In other words, they're not going to be doing what the stranger tells them to do.
That's right.
The word of God. I'm going to do what is right in the word of God, not what my feelings say.
Glory be to God. I know that's right.
Your feelings tell you to do one thing,
but
God tell you to do another.
That's true.
Your feelings is nothing but your flesh. And flesh doesn't have anything good for you.
Nothing at all.
Because it ain't
Thank
good.
You, God. Yes.
The word said there's nothing good in the flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
So it said, the men out of 10 said, we are not able to go against them.
Uh-uh.
The people are strong. They're stronger than us.
Mm-hmm.
They're bigger than us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Us bigger than us.
My Lord.
They're more this and more that of us. Everything is better than them.
Mm-hmm.
We got thanks to God now. Everybody got things better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know because you're not in that situation.
That's true. You sure don't.
And they look like they got something better than you.
Mm-hmm.
But your situation may be far greater than theirs.
That's true.
Thank you, God.
Everything that looks good,
good.
Don't mean it's good.
Yeah. That's right. It's true.
That's right.
All right.
It is so.
So,
my Lord,
be as Paul told you.
Uh-huh.
Learn how to be content.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever situation you what find you yourself in.
Amen.
Be satisfied. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And let not your heart be troubled.
Oh, no.
You control that.
Yes. That's true.
Stop saying I can't help it.
Uh-huh.
You can help it because God said you can. Don't you let your heart be troubled.
Amen. That's true. That's so true.
Don't worry about nothing.
Uh-uh.
Okay. I tell you to do that. Don't worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Push past your worries. Mm-hmm. Push past mm-hmm. your inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Push past your heartaches.
Yes.
Push past your disappointments.
Uh-huh.
Push past those things and get the joy that God has laid out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said the land, though which we have gone to and searched out, is a land that eats up the inhabitants.
Uh huh.
Now just think about that reasonably.
Mm-hmm.
It just said the people were too big for them. They were giants.
Uh huh.
They were stronger than them.
Mm.
Now. Look at his explanation. That's the reason why they can't go get up there.
Mm-hmm.
They turn in and say, the land that they live in, eat it up, the inhabitants of the land.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And if the land is eating up the inhabitants, how did they get to be big and strong?
Amen.
It shouldn't be nobody there but land eating them up.
That's true.
And that's the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
We let the problem get bigger than what we are.
Amen. Uh-huh.
We got the problem and we allow it to run us.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than you running the problem.
My Lord.
Push past it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Push until you deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Push until you made free. Mm-hmm. Paul said, I count myself not to be apprehended.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not counting myself to have attained the victory. I'm not saying that I'm already done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I still got a long ways to go.
Amen.
Somebody sent a song, I may never reach perfection,
mm-hmm.
but I'm trying.
Amen.
Okay. And that's what all of us probably doing. Keep mm-hmm. on pushing.
That's right.
Toward Amen. The mark.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm.
But in order to push past the mark, we got to first forget.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Those things that are behind.
Uh-huh.
And then we're free to move on.
Uh-huh.
To those things that's above.
Yes, yes.
Press your way.
Yes, sir.
Keep on pushing.
Glory be to God. That's right.
Out of yesterday.
Glory be to God.
And get in today.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday's gone. Amen. And you can't do nothing about it.
Yesterday's gone.
Amen. And you'll never see it again.
Yeah.
That's true.
So live today.
Amen.
For the day.
Yes. Amen.
Live
yes.
in the moment.
Amen.
Live in the day.
Yes.
Tomorrow will be too late. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Tomorrow.
You
can take care of it.
Yes.
And you got to live today.
Amen.
Don't miss today. You missed all the rest of your life. Don't miss today.
Amen.
Get out of yesterday.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Amen.
And glory get in God. Today.
Teach it,
keep pushing.
Push.
Every negative situation, push.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're pushing a wagon. Up the
man.
And you get 3 feet from the top. And said, I can't push no more.
Glory be to God.
And then there you go. You and the wagon boat go right back down the hill. And you get down there and you stay there and slumber.
Amen.
Getting worse every day, more depressed every day.
Yeah.
And now you got to find yourself on depressive medicine.
Oh my God.
Man,
thank you, Lord.
Because you refused to push when it was hurting.
Glory be to God.
It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it hurts the most when you're at the point of deliverance.
That's true.
Yeah.
So push on past that pain. Push on past that hurt. It hurt my feelings. Yeah, you are not having the feelings out there to be hurt.
Amen.
Deny yourself. Paul said, crucify that flesh. Now, if it's crucified dead,
amen.
If it's denied, you don't have it.
Amen.
So your feelings is hurt because you laid them out there for somebody to step on.
Amen.
And when they stepped on, they found they were good enough for them to tap dance on. They kept on dancing, like that commercial I see come on the TV. They that fan, the whole family clogging. Deeply clogging.
Amen.
Somebody's been clogging on you.
Yes, Lord.
And just lay down there, nothing to clog.
Amen.
So push. Forget about who did what in the past.
Amen.
Forgive them and move on.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. That's what you got to do. Push. That's everything that's negative. And push to those to get to those things that's right.
Amen.
Know that when God gives you an assignment. You can do it.
That's right. You sure
and he's
can.
Already made a way. God has already prepared that place for him.
Hallelujah.
But because they didn't go, they took an evil report that could have been a good report.
Amen.
Every day they spent in the wilderness, in the promised land, checking it out. And come back to bring back a report on God.
My Lord.
He gave him a year. Now they took that 11-day journey and took it into a 40-year nightmare. Don't let your problem consume your entire life.
My Lord.
Push past those things. Don't worry about this and don't worry, stop worrying about that. Cast that care to the Lord. And love the person. Stop worrying about your feelings gonna get hurt again. All right. Look how many times you could have hurt at God's feelings. but he don't have to for you to hurt.
Man, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now love. And love sees no evil, hears no evil, do it no evil. Love is kind, compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Okay. Doesn't try to cause its own.
Mm-hmm.
Love. It's all about God.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Okay. Because God is love.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And learn to be thankful in everything.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Deny self.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to be denied 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My Lord.
He is slipping on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you not know he's there.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Deny self. And then you can follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't follow him if you haven't denied self.
Amen.
He said, if you're going to follow me, deny yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take the cross.
And follow me.
And follow me.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bible, thank you.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
All these negative things happening around us, you got to keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be going the way you wanted to go. Keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. Okay. And keep on being kind.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Don't worry about who's what and who's not what.
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
You too, Pastor.
I pray.
Amen.
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 Bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor.
You have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glorious day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And don't let your heart get troubled.
Amen.
No matter what.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And there ain't no situation where you better let your heart get troubled.
Amen.
Because you give in one way, the whole thing gonna sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He didn't give you a condition where you could do that to be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't let it get troubled.
Amen.
All right. Now it's an upbeat. Because we serve a God of hope.
Mm-hmm.
God of hope.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Be patient. And wait on him.
Amen.
Okay. Be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And be a good courage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to worry any longer.
Mm-mm.
We're going to rejoice in Amen. The Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
All right.
Thank you, God.
Bless you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Pastor, I'd like to make a quick announcement. Eldridge Bush told us this morning during Sunday school that Sister Mary McIntosh had a death in the family. So let's just keep her in prayer, and her and her family.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, anyone out before we close out?
So what now?
Has anyone else before we close out? An announcement?
That's going to be an announcement, Pastor Burnett, but just please keep the Hutchins family in prayer as Corey go to the second trial for his son on Thursday. So just keep it in prayer that we have to bring that.
Okay. All right. So pray for one another.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. I just want to say thank you for part two. I needed that. Thank you very much. Very helpful. Amen. Very helpful. Thank you for part two.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep pushing.
Part two. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, so we'll see you again this Sunday.
Okay. Everybody have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all too.
We love amen. You guys.
Okay. You can do the closing prayer, Pastor.
Yes. Okay, then. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence saying thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yet another time to share.
Yes.
As we go forth, help us to keep in mind we got to keep on pushing.
Yes, Jesus.
We got to keep on pressing our way.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Times get rough. Time we need to push the more.
Yes.
We got to realize we got to push in you.
Yes, Lord.
And not in ourselves.
Hallelujah, yes. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In other words, we got to rely in your word,
Jesus.
And apply that word,
Jesus.
In our daily life. In the name of Jesus, we got to do something inside hearing. We got to put it to action.
Yes, Lord.
Then we will truly have been heard. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless yes, those that are bereaved and those that are sick in the body.
Yeah.
That our heal, deliver,
and
that our also deal with the one that's bereaved. Have them know that even in this, let not be
yes, Lord. Right now.
Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes,
Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank
heal
you.
And protect us. Keep yes, us safe yes. From coronaviruses, whatever yes. Kind of might be.
Yes,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this nation.
Yes,
Lord. God. In the name of Jesus, we may do what is right and pleasing in your sight.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you now for our deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
For our victory. We thank
you
for the demonstration. We thank you, God, for all you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And continue to do in our lives.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Cover us down your blood.
Yes,
keep us safe on the highways and byways. Keep all the deals and the woods and the fields.
Yes,
God. Off the road. In Jesus' name we pray. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.